This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. And today, my very special guest is Supervisor Diane Jacob, the Chairwoman of the County Board of Supervisors. Welcome.
Thank you.
We are here to talk about the Alzheimer's Project, which is an effort that Supervisor Jacob has been spearheading along with Supervisor Dave Roberts. And I will say, I know this is important to so many people in San Diego, including me. My own father and my grandmother had this terrible disease, so it's commendable to see someone making efforts to do something about it.
Well, thank you, Miriam, and thank you for having me on the show and taking the time to talk about a disease that is reaching epidemic proportions, not just here in San Diego County, but throughout the country.
Yeah, I understand that over 60,000 residents in San Diego County have the disease. That number is expected to double by 2030, and that it's one of the highest rates in California. I'm curious why that is.
In San Diego County, we have a growing older population, which is outpacing the rest of the population. So when you look at the 60,000 people who today have Alzheimer's disease, and that doubling, say, in the next 15 years, those numbers are probably low.
Wow, that's really scary. Now, your project, as I understand it, includes efforts to both improve local care for the families of patients that already have the disease, as well as looking for ways to prevent it, treat it, and hopefully someday cure it. The initiative is bringing together, I understand, health experts from the Salk Institute, UCSD, Scripps Research Institute, and the Sanford Burnham Medical Research Institute, among others. That's a pretty high-powered bunch of scientists working on this.
We have the brightest and best here in San Diego County, and before launching the Alzheimer's Project, I actually wanted to personally go out and visit and talk to the researchers, see their labs, see what they were doing. And I do believe we've got the brightest and the best here. And if there's a cure to be found, it could easily be right here in San Diego County. But unfortunately, right now, there's no cure for Alzheimer's. And one out of three seniors will die from Alzheimer's disease.
That is just horrifying. So let's hope that this project yields some positive results.
Well, also in San Diego County, it's the third leading cause of death, which is higher than in the nation. The first is heart disease, and then second, cancer.
Wow, that's really shocking. Now, we have a wonderful intern, Jessica Richmond, who just graduated from San Diego State University. I really want to congratulate her. She's interned before with us, and she's back again this summer. And Jessica did some research on Alzheimer's and the project, and so she had a few additional questions that we thought we'd ask. First one, Diane, is what inspired you to take this effort to try to find some hope out there for Alzheimer's and to make it a priority?
I attended a conference out at Skyline Church last year, and it was put on by the Alzheimer's Association. And I stayed for the entire conference, and I was really taken by the information that was shared about the disease. I had no idea, because it is a disease that people have not wanted to talk about. And when I heard the statistics, like third leading cause of death, 60,000 people in San Diego County have the disease, and that one out of three seniors will die of Alzheimer's. Yeah. And then I learned that this year the federal government is allocating $562 million for Alzheimer's research.
Wow.
Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but it's nothing compared to the research money that's put into cancer or heart disease.
True.
And not to take anything from that, but the annual nationwide cost of Alzheimer's disease is $200 billion.
Wow.
So definitely we need to beef up the money for research and work aggressively to find a cure, because those numbers, that $200 billion annually nationwide, will only go up, break the bank. So Alzheimer's not only takes a devastating toll on families, but also it hits the taxpayers pretty hard, too.
Yeah, it does, and our entire healthcare system is
absolutely
driving those healthcare costs up and up and up. Is San Diego positioned to perhaps get some of those federal funds, and where will the money come from for the project, the Alzheimer's Project, Diane?
Well, the Alzheimer's Project is looking at the Alzheimer's disease both from a cure and a care standpoint, and we've convened a roundtable of the researchers from the four institutes here. We've already met, in fact, and they're very excited about partnering with the county, and their charge is to come up with some recommendations of what they need. What can the county do to partner with them to help them to find a cure for Alzheimer's? Obviously, they need more money for research, but they need people for clinical trials. And there's legislation, too, which the board has already supported. So that's on the cure side. In the meantime, with more than 60,000 people today in San Diego County living with the disease, 80% of those people are being cared for in-home.
Why is that, Diane? Is it because the space just isn't available, or is it a cost issue? What's the reason?
It's very expensive to put someone with Alzheimer's in a facility.
Yeah.
And so most people can't afford it.
Yeah.
It can be $4,000, $5,000 a month easily. So, you know, so people are taking care of their loved ones at home, and if they can afford it, they'll have someone come in, respite care, or to relieve them for a little while so they get a break.
Now, is the project also looking at getting some help for the caregivers like that, perhaps more funding for in-home care or for facilities that would be residential care facilities? And also, I wonder about treatments. We don't have cures. Is there any promise out there in terms of treatments that might slow the progression of the disease or a vaccine?
Well, from the knowledge I've gained, there is nothing out there that slows the progression of the disease. And a person can live with a disease for as much as 10 years. So it's not something that you are diagnosed with a disease, you know that you're going to die, you just don't know when, and this could go on and progress. And it's not a very good prospect, both for the caregivers and for the person with the disease.
So it sounds like short term, some of the focus needs to be on helping the caregivers and just getting the appropriate care for the patient and help for the families as well.
Well, that's what the caregiver group that will come together focus on. What can we do? Again, the county being the largest public health agency to partner with caregivers and come up with some recommendations of what we need to do now and then plan for the future, because this is going to be a growing problem. It's reaching epidemic proportions. So we are doing the right thing at the right time.
Now, I'm also curious whether the project is going to look at all at the link between nutrition and dementia. For example, the Alzheimer's organization now advises that if people are obese late in life and they also have high cholesterol and high blood pressure, they are 6 times more likely to develop dementia. That sure got my attention, and I know I'm certainly changing my diet a little bit to reflect.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know the answer to that, but it certainly seems that diet, proper nutrition, exercise, things we already know, but a lot of people are not doing. This fits in very nicely with our Live Well program, San Diego, because it's no smoking, eat right, eat the right foods, and also exercise. Just
right.
Those three things. And that could be a lot of what we tie into having a healthy brain.
There you go. So educating the public on things like that might be part of this program.
Public education, awareness is a big part of the Alzheimer's Project. It's a disease people have not wanted to talk about it. We're talking about it. We're getting the information out there, and we'll be waging a major public education campaign partnering up with the Alzheimer's Association. And so people are aware, just like they're aware of the symptoms of stroke or symptoms of heart attack. We
Sure.
want people to know, what are the symptoms of Alzheimer's? What are the signs of Alzheimer's? And then mainly to talk about it, educate people, raise the level of awareness. So people who have it, those that are caring for people with Alzheimer's, they know they're not alone.
Very good. Now, San Diego is, of course, one of the leading regions for biomedical research. Do you think this initiative could also bring more jobs, such as in the research laboratories, over time?
Well, I think it's possible.
Caregiver jobs, that sort of thing?
Definitely. The healthcare industry is a growing industry. And we have a growing number of people that are getting older much faster than the rest of the population.
I also understand that as part of this project, there's an aging summit coming up on June 12th right here in San Diego.
Miriam, I'd like to invite all your listeners. It's on June 12th, and it'll be 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It'll be at the Town and Country Convention Center, and it's free.
Now, the focus of this year's Aging Summit will be Alzheimer's.
There'll be breakout sessions. We'll have keynote speakers, Gail Sheehy, who is author of Passages and Passages for Caregivers. She was actually on the New York Times bestseller list, her books. And then Darlene Shiley, who's been a well-known local philanthropist and a former caregiver herself. The two of them will keynote the address, and there'll be breakout sessions. So people who want to come, they'll have an opportunity to learn about financial planning, disaster preparedness, and then our real focus is Alzheimer's and related dementias, and there'll be breakouts, researchers, and a lot of information on that.
Excellent. So opportunities to ask questions and get a lot of really helpful information out there.
Yes, and a free lunch and opportunity drawings.
Can't beat that. Thank you very much for joining us, Diane, and also, listeners, if you want more information about the conference or the Alzheimer's Project, for the conference you can visit alsevents.org, or you can call AARP registration line 877-926-8300.
Thank you.
And listeners, we understand that the reports from the CURE and the CARE groups researching this will be coming back to the supervisors for a conference on December 2nd, so you may want to mark your calendars and follow up on that. And hopefully there's going to be some positive recommendations come out of that session. Supervisor Jacob, I want to thank you again for joining us here today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.